If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1836, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my credentials, my background, how I spend my time when I'm not doing this podcast, why I call myself Dr. Neil, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. But I'm going to save you from all of that long introductory stuff so we can get right to today's audio question as we optimize your life.
Yes, hello. My question is about back pain. I've suffered from sciatica for about 2 years, and the only thing that seemed to have helped me has been acupuncture and the mind-body connection popularized by John Sarno. I was wondering what the success rate is of surgery, steroid injections, physical therapy, and what the latest research says about the Sarno approach or the mind-body connection, or anything you'd have on lower back pain, specifically herniated discs and degenerative disc disease. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your audio question, Chris. Just the other night, I was having a family dinner, and as we were saying our long goodbyes, one of my in-laws called out, "Dr. Neil." Whenever a family member calls out to me by my podcast name, I know they're looking for some health advice. Don't get me wrong, I love talking about this stuff. It's just funny that things start to get all formal in that moment. Anywho, they were telling me about their chronic back pain. They talked about how after years of dealing with this pain, none of the treatments seemed to help. They also said that their doctor is planning to ramp up their treatment and is starting to consider more invasive procedures like regular epidurals. An epidural is where pain medications are injected directly into the area surrounding the spinal cord, an area called the epidural space. It's not a very pleasant procedure to have to go through, so my family member really doesn't want to have to go that route. They were asking me if there are other ways that I know of to help with their chronic back pain. Then I remembered receiving your question a while back, Chris, and I remembered I never responded to it. Thank you for your patience, by the way. Let's see if there are other ways to help relieve some of the back pain you and my family member have been experiencing. I happened to find a well-written article that summarized the pros and cons of different therapies really nicely. The authors spent quite a bit of time discussing the importance of, as you said, Chris, that mind-body connection, what the authors refer to as the biopsychosocial approach to not only treating back pain, but diagnosing it. What's interesting is they briefly mentioned Dr. Sarno's mind-body approach to treating back pain and to help treat sciatica and how it can be effective, but they didn't reference any actual studies that tested whether Dr. Sarno's approach is truly effective. Instead, the author spent the majority of the article talking about other therapies. For example, they described something called the Alexander technique. This is where patients learn to become more aware of when they're experiencing muscle tension. By using this Alexander technique, when experiencing muscle tension, you're trained to align your posture and perform exercises to help train the supporting muscles of the head, neck, and areas around the spine. Now, in order for this to be effective, mindfulness is key. So part of this technique is about training patients to be better about recognizing their symptoms to help make them more aware of any triggers to their pain. Because this Alexander technique is so effective, the author stated that many physical therapists are becoming certified as Alexander Technique instructors. The authors also described a technique called Rolfing. Now, when I first heard this term, I thought it was the name of a character from The Muppets. But in fact, Rolfing involves massaging the muscles and the connective tissue to increase flexibility and alignment of the spine, which in turn, hopefully brings some pain relief along with it. Now, when it comes to acupuncture, there are definitely more published studies looking at whether this is effective for those with back pain. Based on the evidence, many health professionals admit that acupuncture can help with chronic back pain when it's used along with other medical approaches. When it comes to massage therapy, another meta-analysis found that when combined with exercise, massage therapy can reduce pain and improve neuromuscular function. Now, when it comes to any of these therapies, because they all sound really promising, there are some things to keep in mind. It probably goes without saying, but be sure to find the right practitioner. Make sure you find a provider that has the right credentials and experience. You can even ask your doctor if they could recommend someone. If, when you're looking for a practitioner, they say something like this to you, "Oh, I know this pain will be relieved with 2 weekly treatments for 6 months. I just so happen to have a very special price for this very thing." If they say that, walk away. There is no possible way the practitioner could know how much treatment you'll need before you start feeling better. But also know that 1 or 2 sessions of these therapies, any of these therapies, probably won't help. When we're dealing with medications, the relief we experience is pretty fast, but it's temporary. With acupuncture, for example, you may not feel any significant relief right away. Some do, some don't. But researchers have found that weekly therapy for at least 6 weeks may be needed before experiencing any noticeable effects. So for any of these therapies, it's important to be somewhat patient and not to expect immediate results. And I know this isn't the best news when you're in pain. You want immediate relief, I get it. Lastly, we have to weigh the pros and cons of any therapy. Basically, are the benefits of the treatment likely to outweigh any potential risks? When it comes to the mind-body connection, like through the Alexander technique or Dr. Sarno's mind-body approach, those are unlikely to cause any major harm. So to me, they're worth trying, even though they may not have been studied as much as some of the other therapies I discussed. Trying to get to the root cause of someone's back pain and becoming more mindful doesn't carry a whole lot of risks with it. So experiment as long as it's not causing you any harm, find the right practitioners, and give it some time to see if any of the therapies actually bring relief. And I hope you feel better soon, Chris. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Remember, if you want to send me a question, you can send in an audio one or you can send one via email. To send your question directly via email, simply send it to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to send in your audio question like Chris did, we still take those. Just go to oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can call in your audio question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Friday. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you in advance for sending me your questions. I hope you have a great weekend, but I'll see you over the weekend. So I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.